Hey, this is Mike Robbins with another video blog message. This message is all about being kind to ourselves. You know, I posted something on Facebook last week. It was a quote from Brené Brown that said, "Talk to yourself as you would to someone you love." And I was really amazed by the response. Lots of posts, lots of shares, lots of likes, lots of people engaging. And as often is the case when I post something that's about being kind or compassionate or loving towards ourselves, it seems to really resonate with people. But I noticed that for me and for lots of people I know, the concept of being kind to ourselves, while important and valuable, and yeah, I get it, and amen, and all right, and absolutely, we got to do that, that's so important, you know, put our own oxygen mask on first, and all of the things that we say and we nod our heads to, it's one thing to understand it, but it's a whole other thing to actually do it. And I don't know about you, but I find that being kind to myself, particularly at certain times, it's really challenging. And why is that? What makes it difficult for us to be kind to ourselves? I think, first of all, you know, a lot of us don't necessarily know exactly how to do it. It hasn't been modeled for us. We don't see it a lot around us. I mean, if you really think about your life, you think about the people around you, the culture in which you live, do you know a lot of people that you can honestly say, wow, that person is really kind and caring and loving to themselves? Or, you know what, this environment is really conducive for me to be kind to myself. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think we're getting to a point now in certain environments and certain situations where we understand it, at least intellectually, but the practice of it is something completely different. I think, secondly, we have some negative connotations about it. It's seen as self-absorbed or weak or, I don't know, that, oh, you're just going to be kind to yourself. You're going to let yourself off the hook. But, you know, I was having lunch with a friend of mine last week who also happens to be a client, and he was saying, you know, he was talking to me about growth mindset. And he was basically saying that what growth mindset is about having high expectations and high nurturance at the same time. And even though we were talking about it in the context of teamwork and leadership and kind of getting the most out of other people, I've been thinking about it in the context of our relationship with ourselves. What if we had really high expectations of ourselves, healthy expectations, and really high nurturance? And what's essential to nurturing anyone, including ourselves, is kindness. In addition to empathy and compassion and awareness and all the other things that go into nurturance. So it tends to be that we have some resistance to it. I think we're also obsessed with, or at least used to, criticizing ourselves. We've been doing that for years. For many of us, we've become masters and experts at criticizing ourselves. You know, the research in social psychology tells us that there's something like most, you know, human beings have between 50 and 60,000 separate thoughts every day, and on average about 80% of those are negative and critical. And if you're anything like me and most of the people I know, most of your thoughts, if you're really honest about it, are about yourself. So if 80% of our thoughts are negative and critical, and most of the thoughts we have every day are about ourselves, that means the majority of what we're thinking about ourselves, and oftentimes even saying, I mean, it's totally socially acceptable to speak negatively about ourselves, we're thinking and saying things that are very critical of ourselves all the time, which is often the antithesis of kindness. So what can we do? How can we start to have more kindness for ourselves? Well, I think the first thing, and it's like with most things, it takes self-awareness. We got to pay attention. We got to notice that we're doing it. What do we do? What do we say? How do we act in unkind ways towards ourselves? And without being critical or judgmental of ourselves, be aware of it and see if we can catch ourselves in the act. Stop ourselves from being unkind to ourselves, if you will. Because if we pay attention to it, have some empathy for ourselves, and then go, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't very kind. That wasn't very compassionate. That wasn't very accepting or loving towards myself. Let me do or say something different. Or at the very least, be aware of doing that and start to pay attention to the impact that that has. The second thing that we can do once we're aware of it is it's important that we start to remove the judgment. More specifically, forgive ourselves. Usually we're unkind to ourselves because something specific happened, or there's something going on, or there's something we're criticizing about ourselves. So the first thing we have to do is forgive ourselves for whatever it is we're criticizing ourselves for. Even if it genuinely is something we don't like, something we want to change, something that we don't deem to be positive, forgive ourselves for whatever it is. And there's an important distinction between shame and remorse. Shame is about feeling that we're flawed, that we're bad, that we're inherently wrong. Remorse is about seeing something or noticing something about ourselves and feeling badly about it. Maybe wanting or feeling the need to apologize to someone, even to ourselves, or correct or change or alter a behavior But it doesn't mean that we're bad. So that's the difference. So if we can, with a healthy sense of remorse, forgive ourselves, then even more importantly, forgive ourselves for being critical. You know, sometimes I find that I'll forgive myself for whatever it is that I want to change or don't like or think, you know, could be altered in some more positive way. But then I'll have a judgment of myself for being critical in the first place, if that makes sense. It's almost like we're judging the fact that we're judging ourselves, which locks it in. So forgive yourself for what it is, but forgive yourself for being critical of yourself. Because in a lot of cases, you know better, just like I do. That doesn't always stop us from doing it, right? Just because I know better than to, you know, eat certain foods or, you know, engage in certain activities or whatever, doesn't mean that I don't do them. So forgive ourselves for whatever it is, but then more importantly, forgive ourselves for being critical and unkind to ourselves in the first place. And then the third thing is to start to practice acts of kindness towards ourselves. Now, those could look like a lot of different things. You know, saying affirmations, writing in a gratitude journal, taking a walk, breathing, meditating, exercise. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's no like list of here's what to do specifically. Look, you and I both know how to be kind to other people. Think of a child, a baby, an animal, someone or something outside of yourself that it's really easy for you to express kindness for them, to engage with them in kind ways. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to like strategize. It's just, wow, I just naturally am kind with that. Now, maybe not all the time, but you know what I'm talking about. What if you could be that way for yourself? What if you could treat yourself with that same level of kindness, that same level of compassion, that same level of love? Like Brené Brown said, talk about yourself or talk to yourself as you would to someone you really love. That's what self-kindness is all about. And it's an easy, simple concept. It's a simple idea. Not always easy to practice. So have compassion with yourself and see if you can start to practice being more kind with yourself. Thanks for watching. You know, I'm having a lot of fun with these video blog posts. I hope you're enjoying them. And feel free to leave a comment below, either a question, an idea, but specifically if you have certain acts of kindness that you perform for yourself that really work, go ahead and share them with me, as well as everybody else who's watching this and looking at the comments below, because there's lots of good ideas out there, and I'd love to hear from you. All right, take it easy. Feel free to stay in touch with me, of course, at my website at mike-robbins.com.